സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം പേജ് 81 വേഴ്സ് 7. കർമ്മദോഷോദ്ഭവം ധ്രുവം തസ്മാനിശ്രേയസാർഥായ വിദ്യൈവാത്ര വിധീയതേ. ശങ്കരാചാര്യർ ഇൻട്രൊഡ്യൂസിംഗ് ദി സംസാര കാരണം. സംസാര മീൻസ് ദി ട്രാൻസ്മൈഗ്രേഷൻ ഓർ ജനന മരണ സൈക്കിൾ. വെൻ വി വാണ്ട് ടു ഡു സർട്ടൻ ആക്ഷൻസ് we need a body, deha yoga. Without this physical body we cannot do any actions. So every one of us, to do certain actions first we need this body. So deha yoga, because of association with the body, the jiva performs actions. Priya priyed. Priya means favorable, apriya means unfavorable experiences are bound to come in all our actions. Why these priya and apriya, pleasant and unpleasant, are coming? Because of our own raga dvesha, because of my own likes and dislikes. Because of our swabhava, every person is possessed by, we can say possessed by, their own nature or swabhava. We are all born with our swabhava, that is three gunas. Based on that, our likes and dislikes are to be there. Then we develop an attachment and aversion, raga dvesha. Because of raga dvesha, again next we do certain actions backed by raga dvesha. Again they create punya papa, right actions and wrong actions. So all our actions, good or bad, all actions are governed by our own likes and dislikes, raga dvesha. These raga dveshas, two of them are because of priya and apriyam. Because I have priyas towards certain objects and people, and apriyatvam means disliking, I don't like certain objects and people. Therefore, because of likes and dislikes, I develop attachment and aversion. Therefore, those likes and dislikes and attachment aversion cause for dosha. Again and again, I commit mistakes. Mistakes in the sense, golden chain, iron chain, like that. Positive, right, good actions cause for bondage. Even wrong actions are also cause for bondage. Papa karma and punya karma, both of them are cause for bondage. So this vicious cycle, how to come out? This dukkha, because of this raga, dvesha, priya, apriya, deha, sambandha, all these put together, they lead to dukkha, sorrow. This sorrow I want to come out, but I never diagnose why this sorrow is coming. Every one of us want to run away from sorrow. and searching for some remedies to come out of sorrow. Everyone. But intelligent people, some mature people like you, சொல்லலாம் இல்லையோ, மெச்சூர் பீப்புள் லைக் யூ ஸ்டார்ட் திங்கிங், ஸ்டார்ட் டயக்னோசிங் வை திஸ் சாரோ இஸ் கமிங், ஹவு டு ஃபைண்ட் அவுட் வேர் ஃப்ரம் இட் இஸ் கமிங், வாட் இஸ் த ரீசன். தட் ரீசன் வி கேன் கம் டு நோ வென் வி கம் டு சாஸ்திர. வி டிஸ்கவர் த ப்ராப்ளம் இஸ் இன் மை ஓன் திங்கிங். This is full of notion. This notional correction has to be done. Therefore, because of ajnana, I am doing all this. My raga dvesha, priya priya, punya papa karma, all because of ajnanam. Because I want to be complete person, I want to become a successful person, I want to accomplish something. That desire is because of ignorance. What ignorance? I am already Purnaha, accomplished, Siddhaha, Ananda Swarupaha, Aham. I do not know that. Since I do not know that I am Purnaha, I am Ananda Swarupaha, originally, I am Truptaha, I am Yavar Muktaha, not knowing this fact, I am working for Purnatvam. I am working for Ananda. I am working for this, that and all, non-stop. Therefore, this is because of ignorance I have to understand. Because of ajnana. Now, Acharya says, remove your ajnana. Remove your ajnana, this raga-dvesha will go away. Priya Priya will go away, Deha Abhimana will go away, Deha will not go away, but Deha Abhimana will go away. Possessing the body is no problem. Handling the body, using the body, interacting with the body, mind, sense are gone, so nothing wrong, no problem. But identification with the body alone is problem. Identification with the mind alone is problem. That identification you have to handle. That abhimana you have to handle. Then you can make use of this gadget, body mind complex, intelligently. You can happily use this body and you can make use of this body mind very, very meticulously, exactly as Shastra says. You are the user, intelligent user of this machine. Until you get jnanam, you are unintelligent user. Not knowing one gadget, how to operate it, how to make use of it. What happens? It will get spoiled. If I don't know how to operate it, how to make use of it, it will get spoiled. On the other hand, I will not get benefit of that also. Similarly, this body mind gadget also, if I do not know how to make use of it, then what will happen? I cannot get the benefit of this gadget, and I suffer in using this gadget, and I curse myself. My life is waste, my life is useless. Like that, I curse myself. Instead of saying I am wonderful, beautiful, useful, purposeful, instead of saying that, I curse myself negatively, I go. So my life become waste. Therefore, Shankaracharya says in this sloka, 7th sloka, Raga dvesha kshaya abhave karma dosha udbhavam dhruvam. Karma dosha, the defect of this karma. Karma, ignorant person, karma cause bondage. Wise person's karma will not cause bondage. So karma, dosha, when it is dosha, when you are in ajnana, when you do karma with abhimana, then it is called dosha. Udbhavam, it rises. The defect will rise because of karma. Karma, dosha, bhuyishta karma is because of raga dvesha. Therefore, first you have to destroy raga dvesha. Attachment and aversion. Never get hooked to anything. We want to hook to something or other all the time. Physical madri, no? Always that cellophane tape madri. It will not go away. If you remove this way, it stuck this side. If you remove this way, it stuck this side. Like that, our mind also like a cellophane tape. Get stuck to one thing or other, one person or other, all the time. Therefore, raga dvesha abhave, if I don't nullify or destroy raga dvesha, karma dosha udbhavam bhavati. Dhruvam, definite. Tasmat, therefore, nishreya sarthaya, for the sake of moksha, if you want to get moksha, moksha means what? Freedom from sorrow. Nishreya sarthaya means dukkha nivrityartham ityartha. Why I am translating like this? For the sake of moksha, you have to destroy raga dvesha, Acharya telling. How we have to translate? If we translate for the sake of moksha, you have to give up raga dvesha means I don't want moksha, people say. Because I cannot give up attachment with my son. I cannot give up attachment with my property, my possession, my children. How can I give up attachment? I cannot give up dvesha also towards certain people. Therefore, what I give up? Moksha I give up. I am ready to give up moksha. I don't want moksha. That is why I am translating moksha as dukkha nivrityartham. Translate properly. Otherwise our intelligent madri nenikaram. Who want Vedanta? Once you go to Vedanta, give up everything, give up attachment. That is the problem for me. Therefore I give up class. I give up Vedanta class. All the time give up and enartha. So I have accumulated so much. I have developed raga so much. Just like that one statement they does, you know, I am so much disturbed. Therefore I want to translate moksha as dukkha nivritti. You want to remove dukkha or not? You want to give up dukkha nivritti? Don't you want to be free from sorrow? Don't you want to be free from sorrow? No. I want to be free from sorrow. Here no one say no. Moksha anna, enak moksha ipo vendana. Ipo dukkha vendana. Ayyo dukkha vendana. Therefore, first let us understand what is moksha. Dukkha nivrittihi eva mokshaha. Freedom from sorrow alone is moksha. This must be very clear. Therefore, moksha term, keep it aside. Therefore, remember always dukkha nivritti, dukkha nivritti, dukkha nivritti. Freedom from sorrow. Therefore, I want to give up raga dvesha. Then priya priya. Then deha sambandha, deha abhimana. Punya punya. All these karmas I can give up. Therefore, he says, nishreya sarthaya vidya eva atra vidhiyate. Vidya means jnanam. Jnana yoga. Vidya atra. Atra means with regard to the destruction of this raga dvesha, to remove priya priya, to remove samsara, deha sambandha, deha abhimana, all these to remove atra with regard to this vidya eva. Jnanam alone. Vidhiyate prescribed. Here vidhiyate means we should not take it as vidhi exactly. Karma alone is vidhi. But here jnanam we cannot call it as strictly speaking as a vidhi. It is shrotavyo mantavyo nididhyasitavyaha tavyapratya. யூ ஷுட் ஒர்க் ஃபார் நாலேஜ், யூ ஷுட் ஒர்க் ஃபார் நாலேஜ் ஆஸ் தோ விதி. ஓகே, இட் இஸ் சோ இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் இத்யர்த்தஹ. நவ் 8th ஸ்லோக. அப் டு ஹியர் வி சா இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ், அப் டு ஹியர் வாட் சங்கராச்சாரிய சேட், யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமூவ் யுவர் அஜ்ஞான ஃபர்ஸ்ட், because your ajnana alone is cause for samsara. In between priya priya, raga dvesha, punya punya karma, dosha, all these are there. Therefore remove ajnana first of all. This is the subject matter up to here we saw in the last class. Next 8th shloka we will read.
Nanu karma tatha nityam, கர்த்தவ்யம் ஜீவதே சதி, வித்யாயா சஹகாரித்வம், மோக்ஷம் ப்ரதிஹி தத்வ்ரஜேத். வித்யா ஏவ,
சங்கராச்சாரிய யூஸ்டு த வேர்ட் ஞானம் அலோன் ரிமூவ் தட் சம்சார காரணம் அஜ்ஞானம். தென் பூர்வபக்ஷி கம்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் 8th ஸ்லோகா ஆன்வர்ட்ஸ் அப் டு 11th ஸ்லோகா ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன், எ பூர்வபக்ஷி கால்ட் சமுச்சயவாதி. வி சா அபவுட் தி சமுச்சயவாத இன் பகவத்கீதா. Samuchaya means combination. Another word for this is Vrittikara Matam. There is a view, they hold to this karma is important. To get moksha, jnanam alone cannot give moksha. Jnanam has to be supported by karma. கர்ம அண்ட் ஜானம் சமுச்சயா காம்பினேஷன். தேர்ஃபோர் ஞான கர்ம சமுச்சய துவாரா ஏவ மோக்ஷாஹ. தேர்ஃபோர் பூர்வபக்ஷி அப்ஜெக்ஷன் நவ், நனு பரந்து ஈவன் தோ ஜானம் எலோன் ரிமூவ் அஜானம், பட் ஹுச் ஜானம் கேன் ரிமூவ் அஜானம்? கர்ம சகித ஜானம். Come on, join the karma also along with knowledge. This is the Purapakshi Matam. Purapakshi means who holds the view which is opposite to Advaitam. Purapakshi means the one who holds a view that which is opposite to Advaita. So his view is opposite, contradictory to Advaita. What Advaitam philosophy says, Advaita Vedanta says, Jnanam eva moksham dadati. Jnanam alone can give moksha without any support. This is our view. But this Vrittikara or Samuchayavadi never agree with that. சிம்பிள் ஜானம் கேவல ஜானேன ந மோக்ஷா ஹி சேஸ். சோ ஹி கிவ்ஸ் த்ரீ ரீசன்ஸ் ஹியர் டு டேக் த கர்மா அலாங் வித் ஜானம். ஹி கிவ்ஸ் த்ரீ ரீசன்ஸ். தோஸ் த்ரீ ரீசன்ஸ் ஆர் பிரசன்டெட் இன் தீஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ரீசன் ஹி கிவ்ஸ், கர்மா யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் வேத விஹிதம், இட் இஸ் பிரிஸ்கிரைப்டு பை வேத. How can you say kevala jnanena mokshaha without karma? You cannot say that. Since it is Veda vihitam, whereas Veda anta is important, Veda purva is also important. Once Veda anta is so important, jnana kanda, what about Veda purva? Is it not Veda? It is also Veda. Why you are so partial to one portion of Veda? You have to agree both of them are important, karma also important. since it is Veda Vihitam, Jnana Karma Samuchaya Dvara, Samuchaya means combination. Here, what we say, Samuchaya, we never say karma is useless. Karma has no role at all, we don't say. Karma is useful for Chitta Shuddhi. He says, Samasamuchaya, simultaneously you have to, from morning to till evening, up to 5 o'clock, you do all karmas, rituals. Whatever you have to do, Grihasthashrama, there, you have to do and come to the class in the evening. This is called Jnana Karma Samuchaya. Morning karma, evening jnana. So this is called combination. Simultaneously you have to do. After class again you do karma. Again tomorrow also do karma and come to jnana. Jnana class. So don't stop Vaidika karma. Jnana karma Samuchaya, simultaneously, you have to do. What we say, Krama Samuchaya, first do karma, finish, get jnana, sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, reduce karma, keep it just nominal karma, and come to Vedanta, give more importance to Vedanta, we say Krama Samuchaya. But he says Sama Samuchaya. That is the difference between Purapakshi and us. We also agree with karma, support is required. Until what? Up to what extent you require karma? Up to you get sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. But he says, Veda vihitam jivane sati, lifelong. As long as you live, Ishavasya Upanishad, he says, Kurvannevaha karmani vijivishet shatagyussamaha. 100 years you are living, 100 years you are to do karma. That means what? You should not take sannyasashrama nardham. That's why Shankaracharya says, if you accept this Ishavasyopanishad, as long as you live, you have to do karma, means what happens to sannyasashrama? No one can take sannyasashrama because to do your Vaidika karma, you have to be in grihasthashrama. If you are in grihasthashrama, you are not supposed to take sannyasashrama. If you come to sannyasashrama, there is a karma tyaga. Therefore, he also intelligent. Purapakshi quoting Upanishad pramanam is there. Yavad jivam agnihotram juhuyat. That is also a Vedic injunction. As long as you live, perform agnihotram. Yavad jivat agnihotram juhuyat. Yavad jivam. As long as you live. Therefore, Veda vihitam is the first reason he says. Don't take ardha jaradiyan nyaya. Ardha jaradiyan nyaya means, let my half of the body become old. Half of the body, right side of the Ardhanarishwaran Madri. Right side young, left side old. Is it possible? No, Purapakshi is criticizing us. Your Nyaya is like Ardhajaradiyan Nyaya, which is not possible, which is not right also. If you accept Veda, you have to accept both karma and jnana. Both you have to accept. This is the first reason. In the first line he gives. Yatha, here, karma tadha nityam kartavyam jivane sati. Nityam karma. Nityam means nitya naimitika karma, vihita karma ityathaha. Karma nityam kartavyam bhavati. How long? Jivane sati. As long as you live. Vidhiyate ityarthaha. Vidhiyate vidyayaha sahakaritvam. This is the second reason he gives. First vihitam prescribed by Shastra. Then second reason he gives, it is sahakari. Sahakari means supportive. Sahayam karoti iti sahakari. That which supports, that which helps. Karma helps It is like a boost for jnana. It is a booster. Karma is a booster. So jnanam can be enhanced by karma. Jnana will blossom by karma backup. இந்த பேக்கப் எல்லாம் இருக்கு இல்லையோ, இப்போ கர்மா பேக்கப் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். சோ சககாரித்வம் ஃபார் வாட்? மோக்ஷம் பிரதி, டுவர்ட்ஸ் மோக்ஷம். மோக்ஷம் பிரதி தத் வ்ரஜேத், தத் கர்ம வ்ரஜேத், இட் வில் டேக் யூ டு மோக்ஷா ஆர் டுவர்ட்ஸ் மோக்ஷா வித் ஞானம். வித் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு மோக்ஷா வித் ஞானம். திஸ் கர்ம ஆல்சோ டு சககாரம், ஹெல்ப். உபசமீபே சித்வா சகாயம் கரோதி உபகாரி. உபசமீபே சித்வா கரோதி உபகாரி. சககாரம் கரோதி இது சககாரி, சககாரித்வம். சோ திஸ் இஸ் த செகண்ட் ரீசன். சப்போர்டட் பை கர்ம, ஞானம் கிவ்ஸ் மோக்ஷா. வ்ரஜேத் மீன்ஸ் இட் வில் டேக் யூ டு தட் மோக்ஷா. Then he gives a third reason why we have to do karma jnana samuchaya. Third reason also is there along with two reasons. Now two reasons, because it is vihitam, it is prescribed, it is like sahakari, satellite karma. He gives that example also later. Now he gives third reason in 9th shloka, second line. We will read that shloka. Page 82.
யதா வித்யா ததா கர்மா, சோதிதத்வா விசேஷதஃ ப்ரத்யவாய ஸ்மிருதிஸ்தைவ காரியம் கர்ம முமுக்ஷுபிஹி. சோதிதத்வாத் அவிசேஷதஹ. அவிசேஷதஹ மீன்ஸ் ஈக்வல்லி. ஆஸ் ஜ்ஞானம் இஸ் பிரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை சாஸ்திரா, எவ்ரி ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு கெட் மோக்ஷா. முமுக்ஷுபிஹி மீன்ஸ் த டிசைரர்ஸ் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா, they have to study shastra, shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, srotavyo, mantavyo, nididhyasitavyaha, shastra says, Brihadaranyaka. Same way shastra alone says, karma also one has to perform, otherwise one will get prityavaya papam, akarane prityavayaha. Prityavayaha means a dosha by omission. You get a papam or a sin because of omission, because of not doing that which has to be done. Akarane, vihita akarane, that which is prescribed by Veda and you are not performing, means you will get papam. What type of papam? Special papam. What is that special papam? Pratyavaya papam. அகரணி பிரத்யவாயா. திஸ் இஸ் அ ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் இன் பூர்வமீமாம்சா, வேத பூர்வ. ஈவன் மனுஸ்மிருதி, ஒன் மந்திர ஸ்லோகா கம்ஸ் தேர், அகுர்வன் விஹிதம் கர்ம இன் 11th சாப்டர் 44th ஸ்லோகா மனுஸ்மிருதி இட் கம்ஸ். அகுர்வன் விஹிதம் கர்ம நிந்திதம் ச சமாச்சரன். வென் பிரத்யவாயா கம்ஸ், மனுஸ்மிருதி சைஸ், மனு சேஸ், பிரத்யவாய கம்ஸ், விஹிதம் கர்ம அகுர்வன் பை நாட் டூயிங் எ பிரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் ஆக்ஷன். விஹிதம் கர்ம மீன்ஸ் என்ஜாயின்ட் ஆக்ஷன், பை நாட் டூயிங் தட். நாட் ஓன்லி தட், நிந்திதம் ச சமாச்சரன். சமாச்சரன் சம்யக் ஆச்சரன், நைஸ்லி ஃபாலோயிங் வாட் விச் இஸ் நாட் டு பி டன். ப்ரொஹிபிட்டட் நிஷித்த கர்ம, நிந்திதம் ச சமாச்சரம், இந்த ரெண்டு காரணம் பர் பிரத்யவாய. அகுர்வன் விஹிதம் கர்ம நிந்திதம் ச சமாச்சரம். சோ வாட்? பிரசக்தேந்திரியார்த்தேஷு, இஃப் பர்சன் இஸ் கோயிங் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தோஸ் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், not doing and doing wrong actions, not doing right actions, doing wrong actions, that person, what happens? Naraha patanam ruchyati, downfall, spiritual downfall. Prayaschittinoti naraha, prayaschittiyate naraha, that means pratyavaya papam ityartha, Manusmriti says. Therefore he quotes that also here. That is the meaning of pratyavaya smritescha. Smriti means manusmriti. In manusmriti also it is said pratyavaya. Have you read manusmriti? He is asking us. There it is said karyam karma. That karma has to be done. It has to be done by whom? Mumukshubhihi. Those students who are sitting in Upadesha Sahasri class. You are all supposed to be mumukshus. So he is addressing the mumukshus. Don't say some people only have to perform. Mumukshubhihi, the seekers of moksha, they have to perform karma. Otherwise, pratyavaya papam. Purvapaksha says, I am not telling. Manu says, Smriti says, pratyavaya smriteshteva. Yatha vidya tatha karma. Just as you are prescribing jnanam, jnana yogena, you see, not like that. Janakadayaha kurvanneveha, they have done karma and attained moksha like that. Yatha vidya means jnanam. Just as jnanam yoga, tatha karma yoga, karma. Choditatvat, choditam, prescribed, enjoined, avisheshataha, equally, jnanam and karma. Really speaking, your jnanam is only less portion. My karma is long portion. That is why only 1 hour class. All other timings, karma, 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 karma. Why? Because jnana, karma kanda is so big. So long time you have to do karma. 4 hours class, no. 4 classes you should not take, only 1 hour class. Okay? Appa, you can even skip also. Poor Pakshi says, I am not telling. Okay? Poor Pakshi says, karma pradhanam for him. So therefore, choditatvat avisheshataha, equally it is prescribed. Yatha jnanam, tatha karma. Easy, no? Upadesha Sahasri is so easy, no? Very easy. Okay. He is continuing further. Nanu dhruva phala vidya. Nanyat kinchid apekshate. Nagnishto moyathaivanyate. Dhruva karyokya pekshate. He himself raising a question and answering. Nanu, suppose you may object me, Purvapakshi asking us, oh Siddhanti, Advaiti, you may object me, karma also, because of these 3 reasons you have to do samuchaya, karma jnana samuchaya or jnana karma samuchaya. When I am telling, you may be disturbed. Maybe you are disturbed, I know that. Why you are disturbed? By saying this statement. I know what you are going to say. What? Dhruva phala vidya na anyat kinchid apekshate. You are so... What? Nanya pantha vidyate yanaya. There is no other way other than jnanam. You are holding on to that view. Na anyat apekshate. Jnanam, to give moksha, it doesn't require support of anyone. Kinchit, even an iota of either upasana or karma, kinchit na apekshate. It doesn't need at all. Na apekshate. Why?
ஃபலா த்ருவ த்ருவஃபலா வித்யா த்ருவஃபலா. வித்யா இட்ஸ் ஃபலம் இஸ் த்ருவம். ஜ்ஞானம் கிவ்ஸ் மோக்ஷா. வை இட் ஹேஸ் டு டிபெண்ட் அப்பான் கர்மா எட் ஆல்? Therefore, jnanam alone gives moksha. You are all adamant, I know that. If you say so, I will tell you. In karmas, rituals, when we are doing, there are anga karma and angi karma. Angi means main ritual. Main ritual always have certain satellite rituals, anga rituals, secondary rituals. Those secondary rituals like chanting some mantras, special mantras, some other upavasa, some type of disciplines to be followed, some certain small rituals to be performed before performing the main ritual, these are all satellite karmas, anga karmas. Shastra says by performing these anga karmas only the main karma will give full benefit. Any ritual for that matter, for main karma, if it has to give full phalam, you have to fulfill these satellite karmas. Certain mantras, japa, parayanam, you have to do. For example, in marriages and all, main marriage, Mangala Sutra Dharana, that muhurtam is the main ritual. Before that, how many rituals they are doing? Boy is going to Kashi Yatra. That is also a satellite ritual before marriage. And this girl doing Gauri Puja. And these certain rituals before marriage, Nishchaya Tambulam, that betrothal, they are doing like a marriage nowadays. No? So it is also a satellite karma. Without Nishchaya Tambulam, or modern days changing the rings, you know. Just changing or some registration. Even more also, they are having certain rituals. Like that, just as in main rituals, there are some supportive satellite rituals to boost up, as a boosters, you know, to the main ritual. It is prescribed by Shastra. Like that, here also. That's what he is telling. Even though you say it is giving dhruva phalam, definite full realized result, jnanam alone, but agnishtoma yatha anyatru dhruva karyam api apekshate. Anga na antanapu, and the siddhanti is you, he is negating. Na, you should not say so. Who purapakshi? If we say jnanam alone gives moksha without the support of anything, if you say so, no, it will not give. Just like agnishtoma, yatha agnishtoma karma, anyat dhruva karyam apekshate. Anyat means other satellite karma. It seeks, apekshate means it seeks, it wants, it needs. Main ritual needs certain other rituals. You can take so many other rituals. In our house also we do know so many things. Even main puja before you are doing, what you are doing? Ganapati avahayami haridra kumkume ganapatim avahayami. In main puja start ahanaga apparam eppo after 2 hours. Anganyasa, karanyasa, so many other things after doing lot of things. Later only main puja starts. Like that you can take so many other things also. Okay? Yatha anyat dhruva karya apekshate. All other activities are also, rituals also, anga karmas also apekshate tadha. Like that. Tadha. In the next shloka it comes. 11th shloka. With the first line of 11th shloka, Purapakshi is over. Tatha dhruva phala vidyam karma nityam apekshate ityevam kechidicchanti na karma pratikulatah.
Tatha. So Purvapakshi concludes, because of these three reasons, because they are prescribed by Shastra, they are all supportive, and they cause pratyavaya papam if you omit that karmas. Therefore, vidya dhruva phala karma nityam apekshate. If you want that vidya to give full benefit, dhruva phala means full benefit, if you want to get, karmam nityam apekshate. It needs, it seeks, it requires karma. That is his conclusion. Jnana karma sama samuchaya. Iti evam kechid icchanti. Shankaracharya says, kechid icchanti. I am not interested in that. Kechid, some people hold this view. Evam, evam means as said above, with those three reasons. Jnana karma samuchaya vadis, they hold this view, kechidichanti. Full stop. Now, Acharya's answer. Karma na karma pratikulataha. Karma is not required. To get moksha, jnanam doesn't require the support of karma. Even the vihitam karma. Vihitam karma, when you have to do, then only you have to do. When you come to jnanam, we are going to destroy the sanchita, agami, all types of karmas we are destroying. Since it is pratikulataha, it is totally opposite. Pratikula means what? This karma is totally, we can say, dead againest and children, yeah. And the dead againest and the pritikula tahana. Adi oru direction, idi oru direction. What is that direction? Karma goes in one direction. Jnanam goes in another direction. How is it possible? This much he has clearly said, Purvapakshi. How Acharya can say pritikula taha? Karma cannot come as a sahakari. Karma cannot help for moksha along with jnanam. It's not required. Why? I will tell you why. Because as you have given so many reasons, I will also give reasons. So Shankaracharya is going to give again three reasons. Purvapakshi gave three reasons. So I will also give three reasons. What are those three reasons? First I will tell you, then we'll go to the sloka 12, 13, 14, all the slokas 12 to 23. Samuchayavada khandanam. First, swarupataha, both are different. The difference between jnanam and karma, swarupataha, by their nature itself, they are different. By their nature, they both are different. Both mean jnanam and karma. Both are different. Then second reason is hetutaha virodaha asti. Hetutaha, by their cause, origin. Their cause or origin, there is a difference. Karma is born because of something. Jnanam is born because of something. Cause or origin, difference is there. Phalataha api virodaha asti. Their result also. Karma gives one type of result. Jnanam gives another type of result. Both cannot give same result. Therefore, because of these three reasons, I will establish jnana karma samuchaya is not possible. If at all you want to say, krama samuchaya is okay for some time. Krama samuchaya. First eating or cleaning. First you have to wash and clean and put alai and ask the people to sit and eat. I am cleaning, you all eat now. Sama samuchaya eppadi nadakkuma? First you have to clean and keep alai and put all items there and sit and eat. Idella kramama nadakkanuma இல்லைன்னா சமமா நடக்கணுமா? இஸ் இட் அட் எ டைம்? சமம் மீன்ஸ் அட் எ டைம், சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி. அட் எ டைம் கிளீனிங் அண்ட் ஈட்டிங் அண்ட் நாட் பாசிபிள். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிளீன் தென் ஈட், ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட்ஸ் அகெயின் கிளீன், அது வேற விஷயம். One person is putting all items, another person is coming and cleaning. Anna. So, samasamuchya is not good. Adu madri, Acharya is going to give answer. Vidyaya pratikulam hi. Karmasya sabhimanatah. நிர்விகாராத்ம புத்திஷ்ச வித்யேதீஹ ப்ரகீர்த்திதம். லாஸ்ட் வேர்ட் யூ டேக் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன்ல சாபிமானதஹ ஹி பிரதிகூலம், சாபிமானதஹ ஹி, or we can take vidyayaha hi sabhimanataha karma pratikulam. Why vidya, jnanam, is opposite or different from karma? Because karma sabhimanataha, you can do karma when you have abhimanam, abhimanena sah sabhimanata. Because of abhimana, deha abhimana, putra abhimana, griha abhimana, dhana abhimana, some abhimana is required. Since you require abhimana, it is opposite to vidya or jnanam. In jnanam, atma jnanam, you have to give up abhimana. Here there is an abhimana. This is the first difference. Deha abhimana, mana abhimana, griha abhimana, புத்திரபிமான. தேர் புத்திரைஷணாயாச்ச வித்தைஷணாயாச்ச அத வியுத்தாய பிக்ஷாச்சரியம் சரந்தி. வேர் இன் ஞானம் இட் சேஸ் கிவ் அப் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் ஆர் அபிமான டுவர்ட்ஸ் தேஹா, ஃபேமிலி, கிரகா அண்ட் அதர் பொசிஷன்ஸ். யூ ஹாவ் டு கிவ் அப் அபிமான இன் ஞானம். இன் கர்ம you must have abhimana. That's why yajamana, when he is doing sankalpa, lot of abhimana is there. And the sankalpathilone theriyum, and reading all the gotram sutram and all, and children, grandchildren, all of their names, their wives, their children also. One sankalpam puja 16 rupees and 16 members. குரு தட்சிணா எவ்வளவு என்ன, அந்த குருக்களுக்கு கொடுக்கறது என்ன 10 ரூபா. அண்ட் சோ மெனி பீப்புள் அந்த சங்கல்பத்தில் அவங்க பேர் சொல்லி, இவன் பேர் சொல்லி, எல்லாம் சொல்லி 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 ஓவரா அந்த பூஜாரி ஆசி ஓவர். ஆமா ஓவர், இன்னும் ஒண்ணு இருக்க பாக்கி என்ன, ஏதோ பேத்தி பேரு கிராண்ட் ஆட்டா. சோ சோ மச் அபிமானா இஸ் தேர் ஹியர், நோ அபிமானா. What says Guru, says Vedanta teacher, give up your ahankara with chappal. Every class Swamini is reminding, give up your abhimana there itself, including deha abhimana, mana abhimana, griha abhimana, every role abhimana, give up there and come to the class where it is how karma sahayam you are talking, pratikulataha, pratikulam. சோ வித்யாயா ஹி கர்ம பிரதிகூலம் சியாத். இட் இஸ் குவைட் ஆப்போசிட், குவைட் ஆப்போசிட். பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் சாபிமான, பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஹேவிங் அபிமான கர்த்திருவம். தட்ஸ் வாட் ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு சே. வேர் ஆஸ் வித்யா ஜானம் இஸ் நிர்விகாராத்ம புத்திஷ்ட, நிர்விகார சாபிமானத்துக்கு ஆப்போசிட். I am, once we get jnanam, what is our knowledge? I am nirvikara atma. I am changeless atma swarupam. Nirvikara means changeless. Atma, self, I am that self which is changeless. Shadvikara rahitam. That is buddhi. That means that jnanam. This person, the one who is attending Upadesha Sahasri, he is developing that jnanam, understanding, I am changeless Atman. Where is the possibility of Abhimana? In Atma, there is no change at all. In Abhimana, change is always required. Your Abhimana is always changing. In Atma, there is no Abhimana, there is no change at all. Buddhi means here Jnanam. Nirvikaratma Buddhi means Nirvikara Atma Jnanam. Aham Nirvikara Atma Asmi Iti Jnanam. That Jnanam. Vidya Iti Iha Prakirtita. Vidya, that is called knowledge. That is called Brahma Vidya. That is called Atma Vidya. Vidya iti iha. Iha means in Vedanta, in Jnana Kanda. Prakirtita means mentioned, proclaimed, stated or quoted. Prakirtita. Not only that, aham karta. Here sabhimanata means what we have to understand. First, when you want to do some karma, aham karta, that bhavana is required. I am the doer bhavana is required when you want to do karma. Without aham karta bhavana, you cannot do any action. You require first aham karta, subject. Subject is required. Therefore, aham karta. Then object, instrument, ellame, he is going to talk. I am karta, doing with what? What for I am doing? Beneficiary. Subject, object, instrument, beneficiary, that benefit, what am I going to get, where am I doing, when I am doing, locus, all accessories are there involved. In Jnanam, nothing is involved. Even this karta itself, we are trimming. We are trimming slowly. What? Karta, karta, karta ni cut pannan chalvam. The kartrutvam you have to drop. You have to nourish kartrutvam in karma. You have to drop the kartrutvam in jnanam. Quite opposite. Okay. Next shloka, further continuation. Aham karta mamedam syat. Iti karma pravartate. Vastvadhina bhaved vidyam. Kartradhino bhaved vidhihi. Very simple, no? You can understand. Because you are all advanced students. Therefore, I am also feeling comfortable to teach you. Aham karta means subject. Aham karta, the subject. Mama idam, this mama idam syat. May it should be happen to me. I am doing this today. Let that benefit should come to me. Idam mama syat. When I am sowing the seed, mango seed, I am karta. I am sowing the seed, suppose. For example, then what is in my mind? Daily pouring water. Mama idam syat means amra phalam mama syat. Let the mango fruit, what is going to come, let it come for me. My grandchildren also will eat. Idam phalam mama syat. Let the benefit come to me. Idam mamasyat beneficiary. Iti karma pravartate. Karma always starts with what? Karta. While doing some karma, the karta doing karma, prayojanam anuddishya na mandopi pravartate. Without seeking any benefit, even a dull-witted person also will not do anything. Prayojanam anuddishya, without seeking any result. நம்ம புத்தி அப்படிதானே, ஏதாவது பண்ணும் போது ஏதாவது பலன் கிடைக்குமா நமக்கு? Some phalam should be there. If I am sitting here means some phalam should come. Without phalam I won't sit. If I am talking with you means some phalam should come. People always seek some phalam or other. Without that they never talk. Why I have to waste my time? Why I have to waste my time? I don't want to waste my time. Can you put my name in the paper? Or can you give money to me? Or can you talk about my greatness with others? Some phalam comes, I will do something. So, mama kaham karta, mama idam syat, iti karma pravartate. Now, second line is very important. He says, hetu taha, he gives now reason. Hetu means the cause or the origin. Where the karma comes, where from the jnanam comes. He says, vastvadhina bhavet vidya. Vidya, jnanam, vastu-adhina. Vastu-adhina means, vastu means here object. Object of knowledge. Your knowledge is depending upon object of knowledge. Clip knowledge you get. Clip knowledge depend upon what? Clip. Otherwise, how can you get clip knowledge? So, vastu means object of knowledge. You get knowledge about that object. Therefore, your knowledge is depending upon vastu. Therefore, vastu adhina vidya. Vidya means jnanam. Any jnanam for that matter. Any jnanam. It is depending upon. Then a vastu tantram we can call. Jnanam vastu tantram. Karma kartru tantram. Tantram means depending upon, dependent. Karma is dependent upon the karta. Kartum, akartum, anyathava kartum. Whether to go to class or not to go to class, after coming off of the way, something comes in my mind, change the route. Anyathava kartum, not you, yes, I am telling, joking. Some people, some outside people, suddenly they change their mind. Kartum, whether to do, akartum, not to do, anyathava kartum, or to do in a different manner, other way. It is depending upon whom? The karta. But jnanam is not depending upon karta. Jnanam is vastu tantram. Karma is kartrutantram. Both are diagonally opposite. Hetutaha also difference is there. Now phalataha also difference we have to see. That we will see in the next class. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.